Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Friday Night Livestream. Tonight is a special early stream. A couple of things happened. President Trump announced he's going to be making a special announcement from Mar-a-Lago in about 30 minutes from now. And you know me, I am an extreme MAGA Republican, so I got to make sure that if President Trump is out there speaking, we're helping to spread the word. So we're going to see what we can do to get that to you live as it happens. Now, as it stands right now, President Trump hasn't scheduled anything on Rumble. I don't see anything on RSBN. But Lisa and I are watching the Newswire, and we're going to be checking to see what happens as soon as he releases that information. Obviously, this is in regard to the ongoing, never-ending witch hunt. Merrick Garland just announced today a special counsel is going to be looking into the supposed crimes of the Trump family. Total bullshit! Total effing bullshit. This obviously has nothing to do with the investigation of Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. This is definitely happening right now, because President Trump is speaking at 8:30. So do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, guys. We're going to be right back after a special message from the sponsor of this program. Welcome back to the show. Listen to this, guys. What did I tell you the other day in my video where I dissected President Trump's announcement about running for president? I said there is a lot that could happen between then and the election of 2024. Now, a lot of people have made much ado about nothing, I think, about the fact that the same institutions, processes, regulations were in place in 2022 as were in place in 2020. Yes, of course, that allows them to cheat. But what's one thing that we have been told and that we have declared ourselves on so many different occasions? You never get in the way of an enemy that is destroying itself. Let's say that they did cheat again in this past election. Well, if there were people in place, say investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions that could have gathered that information, one of the names that I've spoken to you about many times on this channel, Runbeck Election Services, they produce the ballots for the states that have the most issues with ballots, Georgia, Arizona. They are essentially a ballot trafficking operation. They also help with the delivery of those ballots to the U.S. Postal Service and Dominion Voting Systems. They are what appears to be, allegedly, the biggest offender of election fraud when it comes to their glitchy programs that have features that none of us want, features that allow for votes to be stolen. Why do I bring these up in particular? Well, we just got a new post, post 4963. And it says Runbeck Dominion, Secretary of State offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions. Trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world. Focus. Focus. Ascension. Okay. President Trump is about to make a special announcement tonight at 8:30 p.m. Could it be that he's just going to respond to the never-ending witch hunt that has continued to play out over the last several years? Could it be that he's going to make an announcement about, I don't know, maybe election fraud? Maybe President Trump isn't going to touch it at all. But it sure sounds to me, based upon that post, and there's no way to know if that's real or not until we have people in trusted positions, perhaps in the Secretary of State offices in the states like Arizona, maybe Georgia, maybe Colorado, places where they've tried to steal, Michigan, don't forget Wisconsin, don't forget Pennsylvania. Oh, man, you guys, there is a reason that I suggested you get involved in your local area, either volunteering in these elections, getting jobs in these places, getting elected to these positions, because when you gain access to these systems, you can gather the intel to subvert the systems, to expose the crimes that are taking place in the background. It's very possible that people have done just that. Now, not just because we just got this post, but we have been speculating about this since the election night. Was there a reason they allowed it all to go down the way they did? It sure makes it appear as if it was the perfect sting operation to prove that these lying, cheating bastards have destroyed and subverted our election system, and it's time for them to pay. Pardon me. Excuse me. If you watched Taking It Back yesterday with myself and 412, I'm about to swear. But we were talking about what we need to do. Okay, it's time for us to play hardball. Take these boys to camp. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Because they have tried to destroy our nation. They have tried to disenfranchise us, to take away our right to vote. Two elections stolen in a row. The only thing that's going to change that is if we can prove unequivocally. And it's a lot different when you have people placed on the inside blowing the whistle, witnessing the actual cheating and theft. If you have a patriot working at Runbeck Election Services that knows all about the ballot fraud, the ballot harvesting, the ballot trafficking, the printing of never-ending ballots so that they can just be inserted into the system as necessary. Oh my God, the brilliance, the sheer freaking brilliance. Okay, now I don't want to get ahead of myself. I am excited. I am very excited, but focus. I think that's exactly what we need to do. We need to focus, laser focus, stay absolutely honed in on this stuff. Pay attention. And if you're somebody out there who's in one of these positions, then by God, this is the perfect opportunity for you to come forward. How many times have I said, all it takes for the tyranny of the evil to win is for a good man to do nothing. And I know we have good men and women that are working throughout this nation in sensitive locations and places where they can show what's going on. I highly doubt that every single person working at Runbeck Election Services is a Democrat, a staunch Democrat. There could even be Democrats who don't want to see our election subverted and for people like us to be disenfranchised. May the best man win. May the best woman win. But when you have people cheating, when you have people destroying the trust that we, by all rights, should have in our election system, then it will never work. This must be fundamentally changed. And I think that we're about to see that, you guys. Okay, before we get to President Trump's announcement, and again, I don't know when President Trump how he's going to deliver this information. He put a post out on Truth Social. Let me take you here right now. He said, I will be making a statement on the never-ending witch hunt tonight at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you. Let me update this and see if perhaps President Trump has put something out, because he hasn't put out a Rumble link. He hasn't put out a link to RSBN or anything like that. Gump says, Zach, can I put up a tent in your backyard? It's hard to focus in Michigan. Get on down to Florida. Let me tell you, Moving to Florida was the best decision of my adult life. And I actually have some really good news to deliver to you guys tonight before President Trump comes out. I think that that was a great way to open the show. I'm being honest. I'm very stoked. Very, very stoked. But I want you to let me show you this first. Okay. There we go. In Illinois. Now, I've talked to you guys about the efforts of some counties in Oregon to secede from the state of Oregon. Many people out there are looking at the state of this union and specifically in their home states, and they're saying, good God, you know, things are so incredibly broken. I don't even want to be a part of my state anymore. Well, like I said, Gump, everybody else, you guys can move down here to Florida. People in Florida will love you. There isn't a lot of room left. I'm not going to lie. Texas, also great place. We have to overcome all of those liberals leaving California, coming to Texas. We have a need for good patriots in Arizona, clearly, because they have a lot of dead people in Arizona who continue to vote. We got to overcome that. But someplace like Illinois, 27 counties in Illinois have passed referendums to explore their secession from the state of Illinois. That's a pretty big deal, because I would think that many people in Illinois would think that the Illinois case is lost. You know, you've got people like Pritzker in charge, people like Pritzker who are making this. Too Quick says, dude, you and Bernie run this shit, do we? Thank you very much. Bernie is great. Truth and Art TV, good friend of mine. But this is incredible stuff here to imagine that the people of Illinois who don't want to live under the tyranny of the Democrat rule in Illinois because it's destroyed Illinois, because Chicago is essentially a wasteland. Have you guys ever seen Escape from New York or Escape from L.A.? Escape from Chicago is like mid-21st century right now. OK, you go outside and you could at any point run across a mass murderer or a serial killer. Just depends on what day of the week it is, as J.R. Majewski said. But with this crime that is so rampant, that is arguably perpetuated by the Democrats and their desire to control people through fear, through the uncertainty, through their ability to harvest and traffic in ballots. Well, as a result of this, you know, and don't forget, Kim Fox, Cook County, the one who tried to give Jussie Smollett, a free pass for faking a hate crime. Remember, this is MAGA country. I had somebody early on drew me a really cool piece of art, and it's somewhere here in the house. I just can't get it right now. But on that piece of art, he wrote, "This is MAGA country," because we knew it was garbage. We knew that it was fake. And the idea that Kim Fox would give Jussie Smollett a pass was abhorrent to me. Well, imagine the way that the people of Illinois felt. Imagine how the people of Cook County felt. They were probably very angry. Same with the police. But in this most recent election, despite how twisted and corrupted that election is, 27 counties voted in this. They passed a non-binding referendum urging elected officials to participate in conversations focused on ending ties with the state. There is a lot of good that could come out of this. They could either move over to the state next door. They could create their own state. Our good friend Paul Preston in California, New California, they're working out on that right now. I saw somebody in the chat, Sarah Connor too. Sarah Connor, come with me if you want to live. She says, help, I'm in California. I want you to get in touch with Paul Preston, okay? I think that every patriot that lives in California that has anxiety about the direction your state is going, link up with Paul Preston. Link up with New California. Because once New California becomes a state, all of your problems are going to disappear. It's going to be a return to law and order. All of the debt, all the taxes, all of the crippling waste, it's all going to disappear. You're going to have a beautiful new 51st state. And I will be happy to visit California when that happens. They're in the midst of a constitutional convention right now. So take a look at this. You've got this is where the Democrats are, and then this is where the Republicans are. You've basically got Democrats in Chicago telling the entirety of the state of Illinois what to do and how to act. And people are just not having it anymore. This is a red state. Illinois is a red state. The only reason that they're able to control Illinois is because of the Democrats that they have on the voter rolls in Chicago. And then you've got that ERIC program that determines who has voted, who hasn't, and what votes they can steal. Sarah Connor. I'll take you to New California State. Let's look it up real quick. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for showing up here early with me tonight. Because I almost didn't do a show. And then I saw that President Trump, had this special announcement at 8:30. My original guests, they had to postpone. We're doing it with them in a couple of weeks. And then I got sick. I got really ill. I ate some onion rings earlier today that did not agree with me. I don't normally eat that stuff. Lisa's dad brought it home and I thought it was going to be fine, but it just wasn't fine. Let's look for New California State. You quite literally go to newcaliforniastate.com, and you can see it right here on my screen. Look at this, January 12th through the 14th. That is the New California State 10th Convention. It's going to be at the Sheraton Anaheim Park Hotel. And they actually have a copy of the New California Constitution on there, all of their legal filings, the coverage that they've had. I believe they do have the interviews when Paul was here on my show. But this is real. Why don't we go ahead and watch this 2-minute video here real fast? Shoot, that's not going to work. Experiencing the same thing in your state. Well, the people of New California said, I've had enough. I sure hope that learning about New California gives you hope. Because you don't have to stand for the garbage of ineffective leadership, ineffectual leaders. This is a solution. Always realize that this is a constitutional process. How do you think that West Virginia was made into a state? It used to be part of Virginia. They just broke it off. It just hasn't been done in a long time. There is also another really interesting thing that I wanted to show you guys that I was sent by a viewer of this program. Oh, let me pull it up as this video continues to play. Here we go. The National Liberty Alliance. National Liberty Alliance. There are these special groups that you guys can form, and it's called, they're like local councils, essentially. But I'm not all that familiar with it, but this is a tactic that you can use in your area as well. Let's go to the NationalLibertyAlliance.org. NationalLibertyAlliance.org. So they have a plan here that you can look at. They have a weekly call that you can get involved with. and they show you how to start a committee of safety. This is a process that was in place even before the Constitution, I guess. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the gentleman who sent this to me, but I wanted to thank you. And I think that this is a worthwhile method by which you guys can get involved in your own local community. So let me pass this out. I want to say thank you very much to the people over on Foxhole. You're killing it over there on those chats. Really, really appreciate it. Why am I working over on Getter? Is Getter working? I can't tell. There we go. Yeah, it's working. So this is just another way that you guys can get involved in a way that you can go ahead and kick this off. We need every single patriot out there, every single person, able-bodied man, woman, and child, to get involved in your local community. And there are a million different ways. Here is an easy one. NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Take a look at this. Lisa showed me this the other day after President Trump announced, you know, I guess just earlier today, there was like four billionaires who said that they're not going to back President Trump in 2024. F that. Okay, President Trump has gotten more individual donations from average, everyday, regular patriotic American citizens than any other candidate on the face of planet Earth. And we're going to make sure that happens again. He doesn't need those billionaires. And I'm sure that those billionaires were funnel money into somebody like Mike Pence or somebody like who else? I don't know. It's not going to be Ron DeSantis. Don't go down that road. Ron is our governor and he has to stay here. But the New York Post disrespected President Trump so much. Look at this. Look at the headline after President Trump made his announcement he was going to run. At the very bottom of the front page, they say Florida man makes announcement. Florida man makes announcement. Can you believe that? And then on page 26, they had some really disparaging stuff to say about him. With just 720 days to go before the next election, a Florida retiree made the surprise announcement Tuesday that he was running for president. In a move no political pundit ever saw coming, avid golfer Donald J. Trump kicked things off at Mar-a-Lago, his resort and classified documents library. Trump, famous for gold-plated lobbies and for firing people on reality television, will be 78 in 2024. If elected, Trump would tie Joe Biden as the oldest president to take office. His cholesterol levels are unknown, but his favorite food is a charred steak with ketchup. And it's titled Been There, Done That. I don't know what the New York Post is expecting. I don't know who's paying the New York Post now, but it seems clear they're not going to be supporting President Trump. So our collective support of President Trump, the support of the American people, is all that more important at this time. We need to continue to rally around President Trump. You know, for the people who are out there saying, I'm done with Trump, I don't want anything to do with him, who would you have in his place? What politician or what individual has ever stepped forward and put everything on the line to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of you and your family? There's no one else. There is absolutely no one else. And until that person arrives, and I don't believe it'll be before President Trump is president for a third time, that person can at that time take on the role of president. They can be leader. They can do whatever they want. But they're going to have to prove themselves to us. They're going to have to prove themselves in the same way that President Trump proved it to us. You know, I've said this many times before, but when President Trump walked down that escalator in 2015 and made the announcement that he was going to be running for president, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that things were going to be different. And President Trump is the only leader in America who has given us something different, and not just fundamentally in a different way, but I mean something better, something truly lasting that will push us forward into the next millennium. President Trump is the real deal, and anybody else who comes behind him, anybody else who tries to overtake him, they are a usurper. They have no merit. They have no value. And I guarantee you they're going to be a deep state plant in the same way that any of these other people are right now. You're either with Trump or you're against him. And if you're against Trump, you're against freedom. You're against making America great again. You are against liberty. You're against law and order. And you're against me. You're against the people who are with us. Cheeseburger says Kanye, you would be better than Biden. Is it okay? There's a Kanye in the chat. I was wondering if you meant Kanye or like there's also Kwame Kilpatrick. So I'm a Florida man, and I'm announcing that I support President Trump. So you guys remember this week it was announced that President Biden and his family namely Hunter Biden, were going to finally be investigated now that Republicans control the House. And Lauren Boebert announced earlier today that she has won. We also have another new post, guys. Hang on, let me pull that up real quick. Let me refresh. Okay, so no, I'm sorry. I guess we don't. That's it. That's the only one. But Representative James Comer is somebody who has been speaking about this, and I have a short video clip here that I wanted to play. And Kwame Kilpatrick was the former mayor of Detroit, and yes, he is definitely in prison. President Trump stood up for us when he didn't have to.
Trafficking and Violence Protection Act of 2000, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy.
Hold on. These are all of the crimes. These are all of the crimes they can connect Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family to. I'm going to go through them with you, and then they're going to go over them again. Conspiracy or defrauding the United States of America. Wire fraud. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Remember, that's what they went after General Flynn for. Violations of Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Violations of H.R. 3244. Don't know what that one is. Tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The one thing they are leaving off of this list is Hunter Biden's connection to human trafficking. Hunter Biden's connection to a European sex slave trafficking ring. I wonder why Spicer and Company decided to leave that off. I think that's fairly important.
Conspiracy to commit money laundering. Well, for more on this, let's welcome in the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Kentucky Congressman James Comer.
All right. And I want everybody to be very clear. I'm not a fan of Newsmax. I think that they are a very limited hangout. They do not give the full story, and that's why they're leaving the Hunter Biden sex trafficking allegations off of this list. Not even allegations. I mean, he is suspected of and can be connected to that sex trafficking that's going on. Hunter Biden perpetuates the sex slave trade that is coming and going, probably from places like Ukraine. If I had to guess, I would say that this would be one of the things that the Biden crime family have their fingers in, allegedly.
Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, but I think that what's important is what James Comer is going to say here.
Thank you.
All right. So this is a long list of investigations into the Biden family. You say specifically this is investigating Joe Biden himself. Is there one specific one of these investigations that you'll be honing in on? What are the next steps here?
Yeah, well, we introduced today to the media, obviously Newsmax and other conservative outlets knew all about Hunter's criminal activities, but a lot of the mainstream media didn't. What we learned over the past few weeks in talking about what a Republican majority would look like from an oversight standpoint was that the mainstream media hasn't reported anything about Hunter Biden other than it was Russian disinformation. So we provided an update, connected all the dots to all the different acts of shady business dealings that Hunter Biden had committed. We presented that to the press, and we made evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he didn't know about Hunter's shady business dealings.
We know this. We know that Joe Biden knew everything about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. It wasn't just Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. It was the Biden crime family's shady business dealings. And Joe Biden was just the chairman, the big guy standing in the back, with Hunter Biden acting as the mule, taking trips around the world, leaving the country with his dad on Air Force Two, using taxpayer dollars to jet around the world, meeting with foreign dignitaries and business people. He was merely the public face of the Biden crime family and their network of criminal activity taking place around the world. That's what happened, and that's what these investigations will uncover. Now, President Trump is supposed to be going on to do this announcement here any minute, but still we have no link showing us where this is supposed to be played at. So give me just 1 second, and I'm going to see if I can't pull anything up. Let me try to find Rumble, and we'll go see if President Trump has set this up yet. Donald J. Trump. No. Still nothing from President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump Jr. is live on Instagram. Unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, Talia, Garrett Ziegler, and Marco Polo did incredible work classifying all the crimes. Garrett was just on the show. We just did a 2-hour live stream talking about all of the crimes and much of what's on there. If you go to Garrett Ziegler and Marco Polo's website, I believe it's marcopolo.us. Don't quote me, but if you find that interview with Garrett, then you can find the links in there. And then it'll take you to their Substack. You can download the entirety of the Hunter Biden laptop report. They have it broken down in exquisite detail, showing you all of the criminal acts that he participated in. And all of the investigations that are now going to be taking place in the House of Representatives are going to be precipitated upon the evidence and the research that was done by our friends at Marco Polo, Garrett Ziegler. Looks like RSBN just went live. So let me see. Here we go. President Trump's. No, this is the 15th. Dang it. Hang on. Let's go to RSBN's channel. Oh, man. It looks like they're only live on YouTube. Hold on just a second. We're going to have to go to YouTube, guys. We're going to have to slum it up over at YouTube. Hold on. RSBN. Maybe it was just easier for them to set it up over there. No, that was from... Here we go. No, this is the huge election profile news, 11:18. That says it's scheduled for 9 p.m. All right, we're going to keep this up in the background. And we'll see if we can't get this. Hold on. Oh, it's on Getter? Okay. Hey. Thank you. Let's see about getting that pulled up here. Thank you very much for that. Here we go.
Elect a man who is going to be a future star, I predict. Wesley Hunt. And another one. Chuck Edwards, great job. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes. Thanks, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Thank you, Frank. Alabama Secretary of State, where we won by so much. He said, how can you possibly win Alabama by that much? And South Carolina by records, both records, and then you lose Georgia? How does that happen? They're still wondering about that. Records, and a loss by just a little bit. Secretary of State John Merrill. That's a good question. Thank you, John. And I want to also thank my friend Linda McMahon and Speaker Newt Gingrich and Larry Kudlow is getting very good ratings, Larry. I watch a lot and you get very, very good ratings. That's very impressive. We're going to have to start calling you the ratings machine, right? John Ratcliffe. Where is John? I love John. Where the heck is John? Here's that guy that's a warrior. And countless former officials. We have tremendous people, ambassadors, all in the Trump administration. We have a tremendous group of people, and I attribute it so much to what this whole America First movement stands for and represents, and the job that Brooke and everybody does. It's a tremendous honor to be with you. Before we begin, I want to address the appalling announcement today by the egregiously corrupt Biden administration and their weaponized Department of Justice. Would you like me to talk about that, Larry? Would you like me to talk about that? This horrendous abuse of power is the latest in a long series of witch hunts. It started a long time ago. I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech, remember? Peaceful and patriotically, was dead, especially after the record-setting 40-point loss of Liz Cheney in the great state of Wyoming. I thought it was dead. I thought that put the final nail in the coffin. Only to find out that the corrupt and highly political Justice Department just appointed a super radical left special counsel, better referred to as a special prosecutor, to start the process all over again. We thought it was just about dead. As you know, just about the top person, one of the top people in the Justice Department, Lisa Monaco, a major Trump hater, major, I mean, beyond belief, is in charge of the case, and she's totally controlled by Andrew Weissman. Do you ever hear the name Andrew Weissman? I think you did. In this room, you did. Bad person, bad guy, but he's an even bigger Trump hater. Sounds like a fair deal so far. Do you agree? Who works tirelessly as he did on the Mueller scam, which ended up, as you know, no collusion to do bad things to the greatest movement. They want to do bad things to the greatest movement in the history of our country, but in particular, bad things to me. But I've gotten used to it. It's lucky. It's lucky. A lot of people wouldn't get used to it so easily. This is a rigged deal, just as the 2020 election was rigged, and we can't let them get away with it. We can't do it. We cannot let this happen to our country. I've been going through these investigations and hoaxes and scams from the day I came down the escalator at Trump Tower, and you'd really say enough is enough. Got to get back to work. Got to prove that we have a great country again, because right now it's not great. Right now it's a laughing stock all over the world, and we sort of all had it. The people of the country have had it. Joe Biden is a corrupt and incompetent political hack, and you take a look at all of the money that he's taken from foreign countries and others, much of it through his son Hunter, who is a corrupt drug addict and implementer for his father. Where's their special prosecutor, by the way? Where's their special? They said when I announced I had to do this. Well, he announced, too. He said he wants to run. Where's their special prosecutor? And we are innocent. They are not innocent by any stretch of the imagination. They have the proof right out there for all to see. They left the exact blueprint of much of the criminal activity is done on his laptop from hell, they call it. The laptop from hell, which was gotten inadvertently, but luckily for America, when he incredibly left it at the repair shop to be fixed. That was not a good day. That was not a good leave. I wonder if the father was upset about it. He may not have understood the meaning. Did he understand that that was not good? Because he said he's the smartest person I've ever known. Hunter's the smartest person I've ever known. A lot of people shook their heads at that one. Does everybody remember the $1 billion of USA funds paid to Ukraine under the condition that they get rid of the prosecutor? That prosecutor's got to be fired. Remember that? Nothing gets done.
Corruption.
Why isn't there a special counsel being set up for them? Tremendous corruption. They're corrupt people. They're criminals. I've done nothing wrong. They participated in massive criminal activity with many other nations. And one day after House of, you know, what's happening, you take a look at what just went on with this election, which is so important because the House Republicans announced they were going to investigate the Bidens, and the Justice Department announces right after that they're going to investigate Trump. And it's not a fair situation what's going on. And I guarantee you they get a fair investigation. This will not be a fair investigation. But again, I thought this was all done or very close to being done. These people are corrupt, and yet they go after innocent people under the guise of legitimacy. Over the years, I've given millions and millions of pages of documents, tax returns and everything else, and they have found nothing, which means I've proven to be one of the most honest and innocent people ever in our country. Larry knows that. They got everything. Millions, think of it. Like I hear 11 million pages. I built a great company. Now they see how great it is now that they're looking at it. I built a great, great company. But think of it, millions of pages, they got nothing. So I've sort of had it. On January 6th, I've already tried, and you take a look with the fake impeachment hoax, and I won. I was tried on the fake impeachment hoax on January 6th, and they tried it in the Senate. They went through the whole process, and we won. We went through the whole process. So wouldn't this sort of be a And then you take a look at the other. We went through two of them. And isn't it sort of like double jeopardy? In the old days, they used to call it double jeopardy. But essentially, we've done so well, and we did well in a very hostile Congress. We had great Republican support. I have to tell you that. It was great because they saw something was really unfair. We were being unfairly treated. I made a perfect phone call. In fact, many of the people in this room called. They said, that call is perfect. And some of the people in the room would not have actually gone with us, but that was an absolutely perfect phone call. I got impeached for a perfect phone call. Could you imagine if the call was actually a bad call? Could you imagine that? And on the document hoax, this is a total hoax that's going on. The Presidential Records Act and the Clinton Sox case, you know what that is, right? That's a case that's so powerful in our favor. Make everything that I've done totally legal and proper. It's totally legal and proper. It's just a witch hunt for no reason. Well, for political reasons, let's say. And they know that. It shouldn't even be a case, but if it is, why aren't they investigating all of the other presidents that preceded me, including Bill Clinton, both Bushes, Obama, and of course Hillary Clinton, where she illegally deleted 33,000 emails after getting a top-level subpoena from the U.S. Congress. So she's allowed to get a subpoena, delete 33,000 after the subpoena, not before, after. Why aren't they going after all of those presidents that kept documents where, in a couple of cases, in one case they had it in a Chinese restaurant with broken windows, in another case they had a Chinese restaurant connected to a bowling alley. This is where the documents were kept. They took documents with them. President Obama took documents. It is such an unfair situation that's happening in this country to Republicans and to conservatives. And you people have to fight. You have to fight to be strong. If they're going to investigate me, they have to investigate all of these other presidents. And they have to start it right now. They have to invade. This is Mar-a-Lago. They have to invade Hillary and Bill Clinton's beautiful home in Westchester. They have to invade the Bush's home. They have to invade a lot of homes. But they didn't do that. And they took documents. They took a lot of things. And that's what we have the Presidential Records Act for. We're living in a very corrupt country right now. Never had anything like it. Our elections are rigged, tainted, and bad. And take forever to get results, longer than any other country on the planet. We have elections still out there, and they won't be in for weeks. Third world countries have their elections in that same day, or maybe the next day. We have weeks and weeks and weeks for far fewer. Look at France, all paper ballots, voter ID, same day voting. They had 36 million votes all done by 10:30 in the evening, and no complaints. Nobody said, gee whiz, this was not a proper election. We're a third world country in our elections, and our borders are wide open with unknown people, many of them, many, many millions, millions and millions, criminals, terrorists pouring into our country, millions. And don't believe when you hear 2 million or 3 million. I believe it's 10 million people. I believe it's 10 million. Our country is changing before our very eyes. We have no idea who these people are and where they came from. And they're terrorists, and they're criminals, and they're murderers, they're rapists. And they're pouring into our country totally unimpeded. We have massive inflation, rampant crime. You can't even walk down the streets in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and every other Democrat-run city without getting mugged, shot, or killed. In Chicago, recently, they had 82 people shot, 82 over a weekend. But they said it was a long weekend. Oh, okay, that's better. It was a long weekend. In Afghanistan, when I was in charge, we didn't have one killing. Think of it. In 18 months, not one of our soldiers were killed. And then you look at Chicago, you look at other things. And we should have never left the way we left. I'm the one that started the leaving. I'm the one that got them down to the right number. But you leave the military, you take out the military last. We left people. We left American citizens. We left dead soldiers. and we left $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world. It's unthinkable what we did. And by the way, one of the largest sellers of military equipment right now in the world, I think number two or three right after us, is Afghanistan, the Taliban. They're one of the largest sellers of military. They're selling our, because they don't need 700,000 rifles. They don't need 77,000 trucks that we left behind. Many of them brand new, never even used. We have drugged out crazy people walking around. Our economy is crashing, and we're teetering on the brink of World War III, and the word nuclear is used in a very light fashion. It was never used before. You never heard the word used during the Trump administration, and it should never be used because of the power. It should never be used. Nobody should be allowed to use that word. And yet all the corrupt Marxists in the Biden administration can think about it. It's all they can think about. That's all they have in their mind is, come after Trump. We got to get Trump. They say they want to run against me, but they're spending fortunes. Let's take him out. If they really wanted to run against me, they'd say, let's leave him in. Let's leave him in. Because they are the party of misinformation. They give massive misinformation. They say one thing, but they mean another. And you have to understand them. They're sick people in so many ways. But we've done nothing wrong, and they've committed massive crimes. We're not going to let these atrocious abuses continue. We can't. As a party, we can't. And as a nation, we can't. We're going to stand up to these tyrants, and we're going to take away their power, and we're going to restore government for the people. That's what we have to do. As I said earlier this week, America's comeback starts right now. Starts right now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I shouldn't say this because we're all doing so well, but one of the networks, you see all the networks, they came in. I said I was going to respond to this today, and I'd never seen the press move so fast. You know, this was supposed to be a press-free zone, and now they came, but they wanted to hear. But one of them, when I said starts right now, I may be wrong, but one of the major put it in slow motion to make me look bad. So it said, and America's come back starts right now.
Oh. Oh, man.
And there you just heard the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, there kind of doing a somewhat impromptu speech there at Mar-a-Lago.
All right.
At an experience.
Sounds like that's it. President Trump just commenting on the ridiculous nature of the investigation into him. Now, obviously, as I was saying in the introduction to President Trump going live, this is all in response to the Republicans announcing they're going to be looking into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their criminal activity. So Merrick Garland announced this earlier today, appointing a special counsel to investigate whether criminal charges should be filed against Donald Trump. Let me be clear. Let me be very clear. They couldn't find anything, no illegal activity that Donald Trump had done throughout the entirety of his time in office. They couldn't find illegal activity pouring through his tax returns for the last 20 years. They couldn't find any illegal activity that he had ever done. And the only thing they could do was to create a fake dossier alleging that he liked golden showers and that he was...
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Somehow connected to Russians, because they paid Russians to give that information. So no matter what they do in hiring this special counsel, no matter what they do in terms of investigations, Donald Trump is called the Teflon Don because he can never have anything sticking to him. The reason nothing sticks to him is because he's squeaky clean. Donald Trump is absolutely 100% never going to have any criminal charges filed against him because they're never going to be able to find anything. And even if they could find something to charge him with, then they won't be able to do it. You guys, I want to thank everybody for being here with us tonight. We've got all over 8,300 people here now. This program is brought to you tonight by my sponsor, healthwithredpill.com. You can get to that in the link below. You'll get 51% off. You have 60 days to try it. It is an incredible product. It is collagen, 5 different types of collagen that you can use to give yourself a healthy and youthful glow. healthwithredpill.com. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight. So continuing on, who is it that they have announced is going to be this special counsel? Well, we do know the name of that person. Actually, Merrick Garland, you can watch the entirety of this press conference if you want. But the special counsel is going to be John Jack Smith, Agent Smith. Just think about that for a second. Agent Smith. I mean, if we're trying to break out of the Matrix, they've got Agent Smith overseeing this investigation. Here is Special Counsel Jack Smith right there. What do we know about Jack Smith? Well, we know that at the very least, he is connected to Andrew Weissman. Andrew Weissman, of course, being the man who oversaw the Special Counsel investigation with Robert Mueller. Andrew Weissman couldn't find a single crime that Donald Trump committed. They couldn't find any crimes to attach to him during that time. What do you think another special counsel investigation is going to do? It's just going to be another waste of money. It's going to be tens of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, probably funneled directly into the pockets of the Democrats that are going to be looking into him. They'll never find anything. They are so desperate to stop him from running for president a third time and winning a third time that they're willing to waste more of your money on another investigation. I predict that they won't find any crimes to connect to him. There are no crimes from January 6th. The January 6th committee has already been unable to find any crimes. The closest thing they have is President Trump handling classified documents, which he had previously declassified with an executive order because he was the freaking president. He was the president. He can do whatever he wants in terms of document retention. I was getting my lawnmower fixed. And the gentleman who fixed my lawnmower had a couple of friends over and we sat down. And this was a couple of weeks ago. And they said, you know, I know what's going to happen. Those boys of his are going to roll over on their daddy. Eric and Don Jr. are going to roll over on their daddy. And I said, well, why would you think that? He said, well, because of all the crimes they've committed. And I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you have any idea how much money they've used investigating President Trump all these years? For like 6 years now, how much time and effort and human capital they've invested into investigating him, and how many crimes have they come up with? And it shouldn't take you very long to answer because there's not a damn one, not a one. And so there is going to be nothing for Don Jr. or Eric to roll over on their dad for, because he has done nothing wrong. None of them have done anything wrong. They've all been subpoenaed. They've all been deposed. They have put a microscope up the asses of every member of the Trump family. They can't find anything because there is nothing. So here we have another useless witch hunt, wasted money investigation. They're not going to do anything. Even though Andrew Weissman is probably one of the most corrupt prosecutors in the history of the Department of Justice. So if you look back at Andrew Weissmann's career, you have a series of high profile cases where he attempted to entrap and prosecute people for things that he couldn't actually find evidence for. And so as a result, Andrew Weissmann has these very high profile cases where he acts unethically, and then people end up getting off at the end because they've done nothing wrong. So the connection between Weissmann and Jack Smith, Agent Smith, is right here. Jack Smith was appointed first assistant United States attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee in February of 2015. But prior to that, from 2010 to 2015, Smith served as the chief of the public integrity section of the United States Department of Justice. So ostensibly, it means that Jack Smith should have some experience with the corruption and crimes of people in a public office. Okay, people like Joe Biden, people like Hunter, even though he's only in public office by proximity. But he's not going to find anything. He also has some experience working with the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which is also a court that you could call illegitimate. It's a court that has nothing to do with the United States. So although the United States was instrumental in getting it set up, the United States would never allow any of their people to be tried in The Hague. And that's been brought up in the past. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and even Donald Rumsfeld, they talked about them being criminals of war because of the tactics that we used in the Middle East throughout the Bush years. But Mr. Smith joined the ICC from that United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York. Also a very corrupt office. He served there for 9 years in a number of supervisory positions, including chief of criminal litigation and deputy chief of the criminal division. Now, while he was there, he supervised around 100 criminal prosecutors in a number of different areas, including public corruption, violent crime and gangs, also white collar and complex financial fraud crimes. But again, none of those crimes are even remotely associated with Donald John Trump, because he was the Teflon Don. So he worked with Andrew Weissmann in 1999. He and Weissmann were in the same DOJ office. They worked from 99 to 2002. So it's likely that they knew each other. It's likely that they have some sort of connection. So, excuse me. They, dang it, I don't know what's going on with my voice, you guys. Hold on. Okay. But it's probably going to come out that they have a large connection with each other. Now, after the announcement, which is clearly political, Karine Jean-Pierre made the announcement in a press conference today that the Department of Justice is not politicized, that they are not politicizing it, even though it's clearly a politicized investigation. There's no reason to continue to investigate Donald Trump unless you want to stop him politically. Let's go ahead and take a listen to her comments here. And it looks like maybe I'm going to have to click it.
I will say this, and I've said this many times before, we do not politicize the Department of Justice. That is something that the president said during the campaign. That is something that the president said in his early days of being in the White House, and that continues to be true.
So just because someone says that they don't do something, obviously that doesn't mean that that is anywhere close to the reality of the situation, because the Department of Justice and the FBI have become more politicized than ever before in the history of our nation. And believe me, there have been times where extreme and gross acts of corruption have taken place. But right now, those departments are so incredibly and irreparably broken. Now, here's a good thing. Now, I might have given Marjorie Taylor Greene a hard time the other day when she announced her support for Kevin McCarthy, and I still think that's a mistake. I think Kevin McCarthy should not be in House leadership. I think that Cocaine Mitch McConnell should not be in Senate leadership. It's time for these guys to go away. It's time for them to choose another line of work. At the very least, hand the baton over to somebody who cares about this nation and who understands that we need effective leadership in order to move us out of this dark, dark time. But apparently, Kevin McCarthy, through Marjorie Taylor Greene, told Steve Bannon that there will be no funding for this new special counsel investigation into President Trump. So maybe Kevin McCarthy is doing something right for a change. We have 10 Republican holdouts in the House of Representatives who are not planning to vote for Kevin McCarthy because he is weak. He's ineffectual. He is not the leadership that we need inside the House of Representatives. But now that they've appointed this special counsel, this is actually a bit of good news. Now, although I may not like Kevin McCarthy, I may not like the things he does in general, if he does this, this will be great. But you know what else Kevin McCarthy needs to do? He needs to fund the impeachment of Joseph Robinette Biden, because Joseph Biden is the sole point of destruction for the United States of America right now. Yes, he may be controlled by others. Yes, he may be a puppet. Yes, he may even not be the same Joe Biden that
we're glad to be back. Today is Friday, November 18th.
What the heck just happened?
I'm Leslie Palma.
And I'm Anthony Vasone, in for Teresa Watson. In our top story tonight,
here it is. Right Side Broadcasting just started. Okay. That's what we need. We need to be funding the impeachment of Joe Biden. So, anyways, Kevin McCarthy says that he is not going to fund this new special counsel. And that is good news. That's absolutely good news. So President Trump essentially just announced tonight that, you know, it's another witch hunt. He's going to be standing in opposition to it in the same way he has in the past. Now, before we round out for the evening, guys, I wanted to give you some. Yes, the stream is over, Coyote, but you can rewind it. I'm pretty certain. Anyways, I need to say thank you to a couple of people, some really big donations over on Rumble. Q Fox Yoder said, love you, Zach. Speaks the truth, honest and fair. I dislike Newsmax, too. Thank you for being a voice. $317 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And then JBA512 also said, boom time. Thank you very much for that $17 super chat Rumble rant. I appreciate that. But if we go back here to the news, I have a couple of interesting stories that I think should give you guys a little bit of fuel for your fire. Like I said the other day, a lot can happen. A lot can happen between now and the 2024 election. A lot of investigations, a lot of evidence that might come forward. What we did in 2020 was take it to the courts. And I think that it's quite obvious that they're not going to accept that. But if there is evidence that's been collected in another way, if there is a let's say a network of fraud that we can point to, from Runbeck to Dominion to the Secretary of State's offices, to the election polling places themselves, to the precincts, if we can show that, if we can demonstrate that in another way, not going to the courts, but showing the criminal activity, and not only in a single place, but organized throughout the United States, there is a distinct possibility that we may be able to prove this in another way. Now, we've said this before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And I'd say that going to the courts, that's the same thing. We cannot expect anything new to happen there. Red Pill 78 and all alternative news needs to go somewhere safe. Where do you mean? Where do you mean, Idley the Hun? How does one donate on Rumble? Lonely German. I'm glad you asked. Thank you very much. Let me actually pull up a Rumble page, and I'll show you if you're actually taking a look on my screen. Let me go to my content, and we'll click on this special announcement. And if you are on a desktop browser, let me make this larger here. Take a look underneath the Rumble rants right here. There is a little money bag. If you click that money bag, then you can type your message there and you can drag this button to any of these predetermined amounts, or you can even type in your own specific amount. So when you see the colors of them here, that's because people chose certain levels. No. They're not censoring. I don't think they're censoring his speech, Brittany. I just think that you know what? That might have been censorship. The fact that they weren't showing it other places. But you have to select your card by clicking this, and I don't want to expose my credit card number, so I'm not going to click it. But once you do that, then you go ahead and hit buy and send. Now, you won't see this on the Rumble app on your phone, Okay. And that's one of the stupidest things that I think they've done so far. I have some ideas for Rumble and how to change them and make it a more user-friendly, not only for people watching, but also for creators. And I'm working on getting that over to them right now. But if you're in a browser, if you go to the browser on your phone and you're watching in the browser, Rumble will work just as good as it does in the native app. And actually, I think it works better. But you can donate through there. So, yeah, see, that's it. 90% of the people are watching on their phones, so they don't see it. Now, if you are using pilled.net in your browser, then you will always see the ability to donate gold pills. And I have a ton of gold pills that I need to go over there as well. I wanted to go over some other things. Now, I started the show talking about New California, talking about the National Liberty Alliance, talking about the 27 counties in Illinois that are looking to secede from that demonic Democratic hellhole. Oregon looking to secede. These are all very interesting and unique ways to address a very fundamental problem: ineffective leadership and their inability to make decisions or implement policy that benefits you, we the people. We have to overcome that. And we have tried to overcome it in the standard ways. But there are different ways that we are coming across now that we are determining we can use. And you can do that in your own area. You can address the problems in your own community and help that to spread outwards. And that's what we need. We need people linking up in person and becoming these forces of good in your own community. As an example, okay, school boards. Somebody said the other day, the school boards, they're all compromised. They hire teachers that are woke. They hire administrators that are woke. Well, we have a group of parents in South Carolina who ousted their woke school boards, got rid of them, and the first thing they did was immediately fire the district superintendent, and they eliminated any aspect of the critical race theory trainings that was being put into place in their schools. There's a whole bunch of other stuff they did, but that right there is a huge, huge win for the future of America, for the generation of children who are being subjected to this racist programming that they're trying to shove down their throats. Thank God these parents had the fortitude, had the bravery to run for public office and get rid of the woke intelligentsia on their school board. This is in the first 2 hours of their first meeting. Immediately after being sworn in, they fired school superintendent Dion Jackson. They fired district in-house counsel Tiffany Richardson. They banned CRT from curriculum in their school district. And they launched a committee to evaluate whether certain books in district libraries were age appropriate. Books like the ones that teach 7-year-olds how to give oral sex to adults. Or they recently had this book where it suggested to children that if they were approached by a stranger, they shouldn't run, they shouldn't yell, they shouldn't alert an adult nearby, because that might make that stranger feel bad. It might hurt their feelings. And you never know, they might be a MAP. And you don't want to discriminate against a minor attracted person. Well, absolutely, you do want to discriminate against a minor attracted person. You want to ensure that that minor attracted person, but we'll just call them a pedophile for the sake of the argument, has nothing to do with your children. So these people, these parents, got rid of the wokeness from their school district, and they probably saved the lives of countless children as a result. This is a majority of conservative parents that are on this school board now. They've been endorsed by Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty is a great organization. They've identified 500 school board members across the country that they endorsed, and they have a 49% success rate. So right now, the first time we do anything like this, we have almost 50% success all across the country. What did we have before that? We had 0% success rate because we weren't doing this. And now, because we're doing it, we are gaining ground. We are stamping out the woke bullshit that is polluting and poisoning our schools. Good job, Moms for Liberty. And of course, the liberals in the mainstream media were not happy. Now, it just so happens that the school district superintendent who was fired was the first black superintendent. But I don't think that has anything to do with the quality of if Dion had listened to the parents and hadn't attempted to subvert and propagandize to our children, then you probably wouldn't have gotten fired. And the other thing is they have replaced Dion with someone named Anthony Dixon, and Anthony Dixon also happens to be black. So in the same breath, they fired the first black superintendent, but they replaced them with the second black superintendent. But again, the race of that person has nothing to do with the type of job they're doing. It's their politics. It's the level of indoctrination. So we also have a new chairman, Mac Quillen, who had to warn the audience to settle down because they were so excited about Jackson getting fired. I absolutely love this. I want to hear about you guys doing this. I want to hear success stories of the people in the audience who have gone out and heeded the call, who have decided that they're going to be the ones to change America. They're going to be the ones to save our children and to save each other. Because we have to be the ones to take control of our own destiny. And that doesn't mean we don't listen to God or we don't have faith in God, because we are instruments of God here on this earth. And our destiny and the decisions we make to secure that are granted only by the presence and the existence of God. So don't get it twisted, y'all. Don't get it twisted. Also, Lauren Boebert, who they tried to say on election night was going to lose, has now fully won her seat, and she has been conceded to by Adam Frisch, the Democrat that was trying to upset the apple cart here in Colorado. And he doesn't want a recount. He doesn't want a recount. Maybe that's because he knows that if they do a recount, maybe they're going to find some fraudulent votes. Maybe they're going to expose what was actually happening there. He told reporters that his campaign is not asking for a recount. Normally, in a situation like this, because of how razor thin that margin was, it would call for a recount. But after so many attempts to get him in office and her out of office, it's not going to happen. C. Zagara says, listening for years. I love you. Could you give a rant because you just explained it for my iPad? Thank you. Oh, could give a rant because you just explained it for my iPad. Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. C. Zegra. We're just going to say Zegra. Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it. Yes. If you're watching on your iPad, use your mobile browser, use Safari, because that way you can go ahead and give a Rumble rant. Anybody who supports the show, you guys have to know how much I appreciate it. I don't ever ask for donations, but it's only because of your donations that I'm able to continue to do this work and to bring this information to you guys and to foster this community. Let me just say that, you know, I started this back in 2018 and I had no idea that it was going to be this, you know, this groundswell of support and that people would want to hang out and listen to the things that I had to say. And I had no idea that I was going to be making relationships with you guys out there in the audience and that you guys were going to be enriching my life. But that's exactly what happened. This is a reciprocal relationship and I really appreciate it. So, we have this quote here from Adam. I'm sorry, what was his name? Adam Frisch. He said, please, we are not asking for the recount. It is one that the citizens of Colorado mandate through our election system. However, please save your money for your groceries, your rent, and your children. What a big man. That's awesome. That's awesome that he did that. She said, great news tonight. As almost all the votes have finally been tallied, I'm told that there are less than 200 votes outstanding, which makes me so happy to announce that we have won this race. And with this victory and with Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, we can focus on the issues that actually matter most, including getting inflation under control, increasing our domestic energy supply, securing the southern border, and being a strong check on the White House. I am honored to be your representative. I pray for you, and I am so grateful for you. Let's go ahead. Actually, she put a video out. Let's watch it.
Great news tonight, as almost all the votes have finally been tallied. I'm told that there are less than 200 votes outstanding, which makes me so happy to announce we have won this race. With this victory and with Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, we can focus on the issues that actually matter most, including getting inflation under control, increasing our domestic energy supply, securing the southern border, and being a strong check on the White House. Now, over the next couple of weeks, this race will have an automatic recount, which will be completed in early December. My campaign team and our lawyers will definitely make sure everything is conducted properly. Past recounts in Colorado have resulted in far fewer votes being adjusted than anything that could affect the current outcome we're seeing tonight in this race. So come January, you can be certain of two things. I will be sworn in for my second term as your congresswoman, and Republicans can finally turn Pelosi's house back into the people's house. Thank you to every volunteer that made calls, knocked doors, and of course, to each of you that has entrusted me with your vote. I am honored to be your representative. I pray for you, and I am so grateful for you. God bless you tonight.
Let me just say this.
Hey, everyone.
First of all, big shout out to Pepe Deluxe, who is watching at home. Love you, Pepe. Thank you so much. I'm going to be giving you a call here in the next couple of days because I got some cool stuff to tell you. But if it wasn't for the people of Lauren Boebert's district getting out there, shaking hands, pressing the flesh, making sure that people knew that Lauren was the choice they needed to make, if it wasn't for their hard-fought determination, for the grace that they used on the wheels of liberty to make sure that Lauren Boebert won that race in Colorado, she may not have. Okay, and so I want you to remember that. The next time we have elections coming around, the next time you see a political candidate that you believe in, I want you to remember that if you were to give just a little bit of your time, you could be the one person that makes a difference and helps to secure a MAGA, America First, Republican victory in your own hometown. And let me just say thank you to Lonely German, who says thank you. Thank you, Lonely German. I really appreciate that. Bonnie J.I. says, right on, Zach. No one is going to save us. It's up to us. Time to get involved, engaged, and to take this country back. Amen. That's what I've been saying for years. It is our job to save America. Yes, God is ever present. It is only through God's will that we are here to be able to exercise our free will, to fight, to ensure that our liberty remains sacrosanct and that we don't get steamrolled and rolled over. If we are going to save this nation, guys, it's going to be our collective efforts that ensure that happens. Thank you again to Lonely German. Idley the Hun says, AT&T working against you and against my comment. Watch out, everyone. AT&T is the enemy. Sad we all use it. Yeah, unfortunately, AT&T is my internet provider, and it's the only choice I have. It's the only way that I have. Yep, there we go. Thank you very much again to you guys. I really appreciate it. Bonnie, that means a lot to me. She says, Zach is a bright guy. I love his show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate that I have the ability to speak with you guys here on the regular basis that I do. So don't forget, 27 counties in Illinois passing that referendum to explore leaving the state. Now I want to talk about Brazil, because I mentioned this yesterday on Taken Aback with 412. Brazil is showing us what is possible when the people get out in the streets and collectively organize to shut down a broken and corrupt system. Now, this may not have the intended effect, but it will have a tremendous psychological effect on the people of this nation. And it very well could have the desired effect of ensuring that Jair Bolsonaro continues to remain president and expose the lying, the cheating, and the corruption that is endemic in Brazil in the same way it's endemic here in the United States of America. So we have truckers out there backing Jair Bolsonaro and the Indios. These are the native people of Brazil. They are saying that they stole the land and they stole their country. As the Brazilian people continue these massive protests about the stolen election, the pro-communist Supreme Court has gone full fascist. They're shutting down the bank accounts of pro-democracy trucking companies, and they are arresting parents who bring their children to the protests. You know, the thing about this is, hey, hold on. Hey, Neeb, I'm live right now, buddy.
What's going on there, bud?
I'm live. I'm on the air. You should jump on my Rumble. Okay. Okay, I'll call you back. Bye. Okay. Anyways, I was talking about our own trucker movement here in the United States, and it was pretty successful up there in Canada. There were definitely people who paid the price, but it exposed how afraid the Canadian government was of the collective action, the will of the people. Now, when we had our own trucker protest here, it went around Washington, D.C., but it didn't shut the city down. I truly believe that if we were to organize something on the level of Brazil or on the level of the trucker protest in Canada, all we would have to do is drive peacefully and just set up shop, sit there. We could shut down the entirety of the mechanism of corruption here in the United States. But that didn't happen for whatever reason. Take a look at this. This is a video of protesters in Brazil. And just imagine how many people are out there. Oh, and I'm going to have to open it up in Twitter for it to work. The movement is real in Brazil. They love Jair Bolsonaro in the same way that we love Donald Trump. And in the same way that our corrupt government is trying to stand in the way of President Trump coming back, they're trying to stand in the way of Jair Bolsonaro staying there. He is another outlier, a populist visionary, as far as I'm concerned. All right. And Brazil needs another term of Jair Bolsonaro. Here is another video clip. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. More truckers showing their collective will. Imagine that happening all across America. Somebody in the chat said, why hasn't the military intervened? It's only been a couple of days, okay? We don't know what the military is going to do. We don't know what's going to happen. But I can tell you this, if the people of Brazil make it known that the results they were given on election day were illegitimate, and didn't they do a runoff too? The military is behind the people of Brazil. Maybe they're waiting for the right time. And this is something that I think is very important to remember here in America as well. A lot of people want it to happen right now. They want the military to walk out and dethrone Joe Biden. But the entire time that we've been dealing with this stuff, we've been attempting to do it lawfully and through processes that were put in place a long time ago. The current regime that's in power has subverted the processes, they have subverted the power structure, and they are making it appear as if our efforts to successfully right the ship of the United States is somehow illegitimate. If the military was to walk into Washington, D.C. and arrest Joe Biden and take Donald Trump and put him back in the White House, you guys, every Western nation on earth that is aligned with the illegitimate Joe Biden regime would then look at the United States as some type of banana republic, even though it already is. They would look at us as if we were the illegitimate ones, if we were the illegal ones. And they could very easily take military action to then dethrone Donald Trump. We have to do it in a way that will be orderly. We have to do it in a way that can be legitimate and ensure that other nations are not going to come in and try to take away our freedom. So it has to be done in a certain way. And I think that in the same way people want this to happen in Brazil, they want it to happen here. But we have to trust that the people with the knowledge and the power and the ability to do something like this will do it at the correct time. Because if it happens too soon, it won't work. If it happens too late, it won't work. And never forget that there are many people out there with vast amounts of knowledge and intelligence that we are simply not privy to. We don't know what we don't know. We have the known knowns and the known unknowns. And the things that we don't know, we have to trust that the people with the ability and the knowledge and the time and the power, they're going to act on that information when they can and when they must. In the meantime, we just have to trust that that's going to happen. So here is an image of the protesters in Brazil's capital. And this article was just talking about the fact that the Supreme Court is using the fascistic tactics of blocking people's bank accounts and taking away their ability to transact. We've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people out there in the streets, and they've now ordered the banks to seize and block funds from people who are participating in mass demonstrations. This is an excellent argument for precious metals, for you to have cash on hand and not to trust the banks with everything. And it's also an argument for patriots to create their own parallel financial system. Now, I know a lot of people are very excited about crypto because that can be it. But as we've seen with the FTX fallout that is now spreading into other areas of the crypto world, that can be a different argument all into itself. That can have its own problems. And I don't really think it's a problem with crypto. It's a problem with fraud. And it's a problem with the same people who are controlling our government and moving us in the wrong direction, also doing that stuff. Let me show you this, guys. I just learned that JP Morgan Chase and a number of other massive financial institutions are going to be coming out with their own crypto exchange. Well, that's interesting. That's pretty interesting that these established banking cartels are now going to be doing their own crypto businesses, just as $10 billion, if not more, is wiped from the pockets of people like us. This is, I think, an organized operation. And my friend Bob said it on the show the other day. You know, it all started with the actions of Binance. And Binance is connected to the Chinese Communist Party. So the Chinese Communist Party has established business relationships with the banking cartels that make up JP Morgan Chase and all of those other big banking families. So it wouldn't surprise me if China was in cahoots with these established banking cartels to destroy a crypto exchange and put it on blast and show the level of fraud and corruption that's out there. There could also be some white hat operation going on here because it's obviously connected to the Democrats and to Ukraine. And many very powerful Democrat families, such as Maxine Waters. There was an article I caught earlier about Maxine Waters blowing a kiss to Sam Bankman-Fried when he was testifying in Congress. And, you know, she has been a recipient of many, many, many millions of dollars. Bob also made the comment that we need some type of truth and reconciliation commission. We need a forensic auditor to go and find the money and the path that it took that went through FTX, Ukraine, back into the hands of Democrats. We need to know where all this money is. If you're a Democrat politician and you accepted funds that were not legitimate funds, that they were funds that belonged to individual investors, American citizens who had their entire savings wiped out by this mop head, Sam Bankman-Fried, then you need to give that money back. We need to put that money back into a fund that will then be used to pay out the people who were ripped off. But obviously, Maxine Waters is not going to be doing that. Looks like Carrie Lake was at Mar-a-Lago tonight also. you know, until Carrie Lake has officially conceded Arizona, until all of our efforts in Arizona are complete, I'm not banking on her announcing a vice presidential run with President Trump. But if that happens, I would not be surprised to see her as the vice presidential candidate along with President Trump. Louisiana Republican lawmakers blocks passage of legislation to hold big tech leftist tyrants accountable. Look at that. What is that about? Louisiana AG suit shows that the government is our enemy. We know about that. But she is blocking this? Louisiana is part of that suit against Google and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, et cetera, that is taking place in Missouri. That Jim Hoft is an intervener in. So, Louisiana State Senator Jay Morris brought Senate Bill 196 in 2021 to Louisiana legislative session. This would have allowed both private citizens and the Louisiana AG to sue social media providers for censoring political speech online. However, looks like Representative Paula Davis was the representative chairman of that committee. It was majority Republican, but it failed to move out of committee, and then the bill died. Looks like she stood in the way, Representative Paula Davis. So if you live in Louisiana, then you need to contact the office of Paula Davis. All right, you guys, I think we're going to call it a night there. Tomorrow I will be back. I want to say thank you very much to the very generous donations that you guys dropped over there on Rumble. I really appreciate it. Let me also go through the thank yous over on Foxhole. I would also suggest that you keep your eyes and ears open for some special announcements that are going to be made on the channel here very soon. I might even be dropping some information tomorrow. This is personal. This is, you know, in regards to the channel. So not trying to tell you guys that I have some secret knowledge or information. This is just housekeeping on the channel. Let me make sure that there's nothing over here. Looks like someone, an anonymous person, said, "Thanks, Zach. Appreciate you," over on Buy Me a Coffee. We do have memberships over on Pilled and the Foxhole now. So if you're over there, then you can support the channel that way. Omazon said, "This movie is awesome. Thanks." Sean Joe, who is a member of the Red Pill Army, subscriber over there on the Foxhole, dropped a cookie. Thank you. Ranger Billy said, "I love RP rants." Thank you to Country Girl 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She said cookie number 6 for Red Pill. Off the Leash dropping a cookie. Bro Dude says, "Hey, Zach, you think Carrie Lake might possibly be a VP? She's a female version of Trump." Yeah. Once everything is handled in Arizona and she believes that there's no way that they're going to be able to break through the cheating, then I think there's a strong possibility she could be President Trump's vice presidential pick. Moda Lisa, thank you for that can. Uncensored Abe, good to see you dropping some shades. Mia for Trump dropping a can. Joshua Bain with a fleet. Thank you, homie. I really appreciate it. He said, "Thanks for doing an awesome job, bro." Tamara Growl dropping a can. Oceanified 5 says, "Red is your color, Zach." Thank you very much. Yes, I was looking for my Make America Great Again hoodie, but I couldn't find it, so I just threw this one on. Curious Patriot, thank you for 1, 2, 3 cookies. Sean Joe dropping another cookie, and then Nakaz 808. Nakaz, we will be getting together, buddy. Things have just been crazy. He says, "Thanks, bro. Get back to me on the ups. I will definitely get back to you. Looking forward to attempting that this weekend." Other than that, you guys, I really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. Let me just see. Zach says, "Too quick," says, "How can we message you? If you join the Foxhole, pill.net, then you can message me directly there. You can also send private messages if you are a donator over on Buy Me a Coffee. You have the ability to do that there. You can also send me an email, redpill78@protonmail.com. I would be totally in favor of a Trump-Lake 2024 ticket. I think Carrie Lake would be great. I think that, you know, she doesn't have any political experience, but I think that she understands the issues. She understands what the American people want. And Carrie Lake is a patriot at the end of the day. So I'm 100% behind Carrie Lake. So thank you very much for being here. Appreciate you guys. I'll be back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Good luck and God bless. We'll see you then.